So at any rate, I think we should consider discussing.
So all of those
have,
that I have requested with exceptions
have. Hold on. Let Grace finish, please.
I'm not talking about current requests for legal opinion. What I'm saying is Lynn sent me a expenses, and PNB legal expenses are quite significant. I mean, I don't have. Let me look for the breakdown.
I have the P&L for the income statement for fiscal 2009 has, for the year, has $35,486 in the line board legal consultation.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that that's over and above our other legal expenses, and that's getting to be a pretty hefty amount of money, and I don't know how we should address this, but I think it's a concern.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
It would be very useful to have as information for that the detailed billing records, because then we would be able to identify what the costs are that are associated with any legal opinions requested of members of the board, and what are costs associated with Mr. Deonda being on calls, which he is frequently. So I'd like to see what the breakdown of that $35,000 is, and I'm sure he's got an accounting for it, and probably Lynn Magno has it.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Yes, that would be helpful to understand what this $35,000 number means.
Okay. Why don't we get that done then?
Okay. All right. So then
so
that
we've taken so many, made so many uncomfortable concessions to try to reduce the board expenses, and
sleeping in
roach-infested arrangements
hotels.
Subpar hotels and et cetera, et cetera. I think we need to look at this this particular line item and see what we can do to economize.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Susan?
We have one recent instance which should only be talked about in closed session, where an agreement was entered into invalidly. Those sorts of things are things that we need to rely on legal opinion about.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, sorry about that. But then, Grace, you're going to get a breakdown of this line item?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
His bills are very detailed. I mean, you could just ask them to be scanned in. He breaks out by the minute what he's billing for. I went over there as someone surrogate for a director's inspection.
Okay.
My impression was we were getting billed a whole lot for time on phone calls and time reading emails that weren't necessarily requesting a legal opinion that just happened to get copied to him.
I'm not being accusatory here. I'm saying that.
No, I'm saying we should look at the bills, but you might want to consider changing the instructions to counsel so it's clear that things like getting copied on someone's email don't wind up being billable hours unless it comes through an official channel.
May I add to that, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One of our regular email lists, PNB General, has Ricardo as a CC on it and has our secretary as a CC on it and LaVarne as a CC on it. So many of our regular communications have Ricardo's carboned on them.
Okay. Well, Grace is going to get a breakdown, and she'll come back with, the real deal about what these charges are. Okay, so why don't we move on to the next item? We still have 15 minutes, which is Heath account payments. Brian, this is your item.
Yeah, I mean, I brought this up because the one call I missed the 4 years I've been on the committee, I guess was the one where the committee passed on a procedure for paying back the Heath Endowment Fund. I'm very concerned that at this point, our network is so starved of cash, we can't afford to be taking unrestricted assets from the station to replenish a restricted fund at National. It just seems like a really bad use of what extremely limited cash we have. WPFW is in debt, WBAI is in debt, KPFK is in debt, KPFT is just treading water, and at KPFA we're trying to stop the bleeding before we go negative. But there's basically no unrestricted cash left anywhere, no substantial amount of it, and there's a lot of unpaid bills lying around. I think our lowest priority right now is to make the station push more fundraising onto their already taxed fund airwaves to try to fill up an endowment fund at National.
Okay, so you're proposing that payment be, you know, people stop making those payments?
I don't know that they've started yet, but, yeah, they're pulling
right
out.
They start
tax.
This month. Okay, yes, go ahead. Brian, are you finished?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Paul?
Yeah, my understanding is that since it was a restricted thing, that we have to have something in place to pay it back. We can't do the usual Pacifica thing of, oh yes, we'll just take this money here and move it over there, and now we'll walk down the street for a while. I think my impression is that we have to replenish this. If I'm wrong, somebody should say so, but from what we were saying, I guess it was a month or so ago, or whenever we said it, we are required to make this thing whole again.
Well, the terms of the bequest say it can be drawn down under exigent circumstances, and I believe I saw something from Ricardo that said he believed Pacifica's current financial condition constitutes exigent circumstances. That aside, I think you can still maintain the intention to replenish something without doing it right away and without doing it from the station.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little weird to me. You know, we have a $100,000 line of credit taken out against our cash at KPFA, right? It's cash tied up by a line of credit. That's not getting paid off at all. All that's getting paid is interest.
And yeah, that's a good point.
And
there's
that's
no,
like a lower priority than repaying
Heath. There's no payment plan for that. That is an issue.
It just seems like there's so many higher priorities for what cash we have, like getting caught up on payments to Democracy Now!, creating a payment plan for the line of credit against KPFA's assets. Just from a financial management point of view, I can't see how this is a good way to spend what little we have.
Okay. It's good that you pointed out the $100,000, because that's sort of gone by. No one's paid any attention to repaying that at all. Okay, are there any other comments on this issue?
Let me just add, the point that Brian brings up is very, very important, which is we need a cash management plan, which evaluates where are the funds needed most critically, bringing payments current, bringing those things current that end up costing us more money or put us in jeopardy, and also assuring that the money is in the right place where it needs to be for making payroll. So I think that looking at the replenishment of the Heath borrowing in those terms is an appropriate thing to do.
Okay, thank you. That's a good point.
You know, this could come as a recommendation from the Finance Committee, but this is something that would have to would entail a motion to rescind. It would have to be noticed if you wanted to get 50% vote, a majority vote on the board. It's complex. Can't we just live with this for at least 6 months or so and see how it goes? You know, we are jammed up in PNB teleconferences as it is, trying to undo things that, you know, this was a pretty broad-based decision on the part of the board. There's no guarantee that a motion to rescind would pass the national board. It's just it's not so much money that it's going to collapse any station. I understand the concerns, but I personally prefer that issues that don't have a good chance of passing and that have the potential of taking up a lot of board time when we have so many things on our plates, including approval of budgets, I think that this should be postponed. In fact, I'll make a motion to postpone this consideration for 2 months.
Our poll is no motion. Okay, there. That's correct. We're just discussing. We don't actually have a motion.
Yeah, there is no motion.
Okay, there's no motion. Well, I would speak against a motion just for logistical and other reasons.
But it is a problem to me that there's no repayment. I mean, Brian makes a good point. The fact that we're repaying this, but we're not repaying KPFA's cash. We took out a $100,000 loan and didn't have, you know, we made a big deal about having a repayment plan for this, but not for having a repayment plan for the $100,000.
In fact,
well,
the bank has been
separate.
Deducting the interest payments from KPFA's accounts.
Really? So
I'm sure that was
an
oversight in how it was set up, but it feels pretty icky from out here.
Do you get reimbursed from National?
We're talking with National staff about that now.
And the other issue is, a related issue is Democracy Now. There was an email from Lavarne. Did you guys get the CFO report? Did that go to the committee?
No.
Okay, I'll forward it. It seemed to be saying that now we owe four months on Democracy Now, which is...
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably correct.
You know, great. How does it... Well... How does Democracy Now! Feel about us now?
They are, I'm sure they're not happy.
Are you in touch with them? Is somebody?
The national offices.
Mm-hmm.
I told Lynn that she could have them call me, but they haven't called me yet.
What we've been doing is using Democracy Now! As our banker.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, if you wish, we can risk the $200,000 lowered CPP funding and accept the CPP funding that we've been offered. I mean, it was John Kriegler's advice that we hold off until they're finished re-adjudicating it. We were supposed to have someone from the CPB, Elsie, from the CPB emailed me on, I think it was Wednesday, saying that the adjudication would probably be completed by last Friday. It's now Tuesday, and I haven't heard back from her yet. I spoke with John Kriegler yesterday, and he called her and left a message on a conference call with me. But we're just waiting, hoping that they will do the adjudication, because if they adjudicate in our favor, then we will most likely get that higher level of funding immediately. If we take the funding that's been offered, which was $200,000 less than last year, it's very doubtful that we will get the funding in this. It's almost impossible that we would get the funding in this distribution. Now, Lynn has told me that the CPB has almost exhausted its funds for the year, so it's unlikely that we would get that additional funding in the next distribution period in 6 months. So we may lose we may risk losing that $200,000 entirely, or we may have to wait a year for it. So if this finance committee feels strongly that we should accept the lower level of funding and risk that $200,000, we can go ahead and take the lower level of funding, which of course would have an infusion of something like $700,000, which would be enough, of course, to pay back the back bills, what we owe Democracy Now! And FSRN.
But that's not what the money's for. I mean, you're in breach of the CTP grant if you don't disperse it to the stations of license.
Well, you know, I
don't
understand that.
Money.
However it gets done, Brian, I understand fully. But what's been happening is we are not receiving. We are having to float bills, crucial bills, at the national office because of the fact that stations don't have their CPP funding. So, for instance, WPFW, the national office has to use whatever cash we have from central services to pay for WPFW's health benefits, et cetera, which is making it very tight for us. So once the stations are able to pay us back some of the money that we've loaned them for their crucial payments that needed to be made, then we will have the money for Democracy Now! And FSRN. FSRN, anyway, comes out of the CPP funding mainly,
Yep. Most
of that payment. So... So yeah, I mean it's redistribution of funds, but that's what's happening right now.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Susan.
Yeah, I would suggest that the NFC is not making a recommendation of the sort that Grace talked about. I think the request from the NFC is for a cash management plan that takes all of these matters into account. So that they are weighed in terms of their priority, and so that the board can be knowledgeable about what the issues are surrounding them. So, as an example, it may be more important for funding to be used to pay for Democracy Now! Rather than to repay the HEAS loan. And I'm not certain how all those flows of funds work, but I think that that is what we need to understand.
Well, the order of magnitude is not sufficient to make a... But, okay, whatever.
Brian here.
Then go ahead, Brian.
I would move that stations suspend repayment of the HEAS fund until the National Finance Committee approves a comprehensive cash management plan by February 2010.
Say that one more time.
Move that the stations suspend payment, HEAS payments, until this committee considers a comprehensive cash management plan to be submitted no later than February 2010.
Okay.
And the reason for February is because January is really our low water mark in funding because of the timing of the fund drives around the stations. If you look at when every station is at its lowest cash point, it's late January, early February, when everyone's sweating whether or not they're going to be able to make payroll. We haven't seen consolidated budgets to let us know the network's going to get through that. I can't see, absent a plan that shows us being able to do that, I can't see it making sense to park any money in a restricted fund before then.
Oh, okay.
Second.
I would suggest that we take this up at the next meeting when there's a closer to a quorum. We have hardly anyone on this call left. More than half the people who are on it are gone. And I'd like to suggest that we postpone consideration of this until the next meeting. And I also would like to adjourn personally.
I'm in favor of that.
That's fine. Somebody made a comment. I had a question about something. I guess, the fact that we signed some note saying that we were going to do it, what are the ramifications of that?
Who's the other party to that contract?
It's internal. It's a note to ourselves.
Okay, so there's no real... okay. All right, so we have a motion to postpone this and a motion to adjourn.
Well, no. We can't. I mean, if somebody wants to make a motion to adjourn, they're free to do that right now, yes.
Well, do you know, you're a parliamentary kind of a guy. What sort of motions do we have flying around at this point in time?
All right, what we have is we have a main motion, which I can read if people would like so that we make sure we know what we're arguing about. Then we've got a motion to postpone, but if somebody wants to make a motion to adjourn, that would take precedence over all of it. But I would first like to read what I have for the motion, the main motion. Can I do that?
Okay.
All right, what I have is, we recommend that a PNB that station suspend repayment of the HEIF fund until the NFC considers a comprehensive cash management plan to be submitted no later than February 2010.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to adjourn till next Tuesday night, if that's okay with everybody.
It's great. I get to talk to you guys every Tuesday. So we have a motion to adjourn. That's not a debatable motion. So let's vote on the motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to the motion to adjourning?
Well, I would object. I've been waiting 4 months to get to this.
Okay, we have one objection. Okay, so please call the roll, Mr. Secretary.
Ooh, I got a promotion.
No, it's not a promotion. It's like an even worse-ism.
Oh, I don't know. We can debate this. Okay, the motion is to adjourn to next. Well, it's to adjourn, but we know we're going to meet next Tuesday, because if you say adjourn to next Tuesday, that makes next Tuesday take up the that makes next Tuesday an adjourned meeting. Do you want that? I think probably not.
No, just a regular
meeting. Okay, so it's just to adjourn. Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Nope.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson. Lizette King. Alberto Loera. R. Paul Martin, yes. Summer Reese, Jamie Ross.
I'm going to abstain.
LaVarne Williams, Susan Young.
I'm going to abstain, but I've got a conflict for next week's meeting.
Okay, what I have is two yes, one no, two abstentions.
Okay, well, that means we're adjourned. So why don't we just ask, now that we're adjourned, we will take this up at our next meeting or a meeting soon thereafter, because the Heath plan is, the cash management situation is something that is a concern, you know. We seem to find out kind of after the fact, you know, what's going on.
Okay, good night, everybody.
All right, thanks, Grace. Take care. See ya. So, thank you all, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank
you, Jamie.
Good night.
Bye.